Lafayette County?
That I did?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. But see, my home was at Burgess out here, about 9 miles, and I've lived at Oxford all my life, Burgess and Oxford here, except about the 18 months that I was in the United States Army and First World War. And then I was on Supreme Court of Mississippi about 5 years. I reside in Oxford. We have to have a residence here to represent this district, and a northern district to represent the state of Mississippi. There's three of us, three judges from northern district and three from the middle and three from the southern district. So
I'd like to show you some of the questions, how they're organized. This we would like to ask questions regarding, as I say, just the ordinary affairs of life through that you. If you came from the farm, you'd be particularly helpful in questions like buggies and wagons, how they were used, and questions about the land, the crops, and how they would harvest them, the insects and birds that...
Let's see, you got this cut off?
No, I just start the thing and forget it.
Well, I don't exactly know just hardly how to answer these questions.
And the home, and then food, and then the ordinary life, school and play, and the way you would describe people, their physical characteristics and their personality, and things like that. And what I think is especially interesting is to try to get the kind of language that Faulkner actually heard, the words that I'm sure you had in common. I mentioned insects, even parts of the body. For example, I think you probably heard the word goozle when you were a boy, didn't you?
Yeah.
And precisely what that meant. Did it mean the entire throat, or was it the Adam's apple, or?
Well, that's what I understood it to be.
Well, this is a sort of the kind of question that I would like to ask you, and any relationship that you could make to any of these comments to Faulkner would be particularly valuable. We might start with your early schooling, what you recall of how you first went to school, and did you refer to the teacher, you said they were good, well-trained teachers, did you refer to the lady teacher as a schoolmarm? Was she known as school?
Yes. Well, let's take, for instance, your first year as the heir to be studied would be the farm, the building. Of course, the main building would be called the barn. We call them the barn. And as I knew it, the barn, we kept both cattle, that is the cows, we call the cows cattle. And